Finally, the spiritual community is not a power structure. In other words, within the spiritual group, there's no authority in the ordinary sense of the term. In the group, in any group of any kind, there are some members, I won't say individuals, there are some members who are stronger and others who are weaker. And the strong, of course, dominate the weak and usually exploit the weak. The strong may be physically stronger, or they may be just more cunning, more clever, or they may be both. But in either case, within any group, whether political or even religious or cultural or tribal or familial, the stronger uses the weaker for its own, usually selfish, purposes. But in a spiritual community, there's nothing like this. There's no power. There's no authority. Within the spiritual community, some may be more experienced than others. Some may be more developed than others. But they use this extra experience, this extra development, not so that they can lord it over the others, the less developed, the less experienced, or exploit them, but so that they can help them. So here again is another very important point of difference between the spiritual community and the group. Within the group, there is authority. The group is a power structure in one way or another, whether based on crude material power or even on psychologically motivated coercion. But the spiritual community is not a power structure, and within it there is no authority whatsoever in the coercive sense.